The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we're back. And folks, you know, you see this, you hear Joe Biden get out there telling his stories. I remember very well when Donald Trump was in inflation, it was about 1% or so. And so what happened when Joe Biden gets in? He's up there saying that when he took over, inflation was 9%, flat out lying. And so we're going to do some fact-checking with Steve Moore. So go ahead and take it away.
Here with our own fact check with actual facts, Committee to Unleash Prosperity co-founder, the great Steve Moore. Joe Biden lied about jobs. He lied about inflation, and Aaron Burnett said nothing. That's the strategy. They go on and lie and hope the lies turn into truths because these left-wing lemmings don't push back.
Good to see you, Dagan. And it was interesting. Aaron Burnett was nodding her head as he said these outrageously crazy things. And, you know, I don't know what's worse, guys. I don't know what's worse if he was intentionally lying or he just doesn't know what's going on in the country. I don't know what scares me more, but the facts are the facts. And the facts are that when Donald Trump left office, we had a 1.5% inflation rate, virtually the lowest inflation rate we'd ever had in at least a year in my lifetime. And then 18 months later, it was 9% under Biden. Maybe that was the 9% he was talking about. And of course, it's come down to about 4.5%, but that's still way, way above the 2% target that the Federal Reserve Board says they're aiming for. I mean, the bottom line is everything is 20% more expensive today than it was when Trump came into office. And the bigger problem, and I think it's the reason Trump is likely to win the election, is real wages simply have not kept pace. So the average worker family is about $2,000 poorer. And the only, by the way, one of the reasons that Biden keeps saying they have more money is, you know who's provided that money? The government. But the government checks are running out. Yeah. they've spent all the COVID money.
So when we talk about inflation or consumer confidence, it was interesting because the question was, Mr. President, are you running out of time to turn it around? And Joe Biden's response was, we've already turned it around.
Turn what around?
And that's the answer, right, Steve, because usually when you're failing, you'll try different policies. Joe Biden doesn't think he's failing and therefore continues to double down on these failed Marxist socialist policies that he's inflicted on the country for the last 3 years.
Well, I have to confess, as a Trump guy who's helping advise Trump on the economy, you know, good. If Biden wants to run on this economy, he can have it. You know, it's his. It's all his. The fact is, we didn't have any inflation when Trump was president. We had we were oil independent. We had created a massive amount of jobs. When Biden talks about all the jobs he created, I think you guys know, two out of every three jobs he's talking about are jobs that Trump created that just came back because COVID ended. I mean, I could go on and on, but there's no question. We want to talk about the economy. If Biden wants to talk about it, bring it on, because there's no question that the Trump – look, I just looked at 16 of the major economic indicators, 16 of them. On 14 out of the 16, Trump beats Biden.
If the goal is to accumulate power and crush Americans, then it's job well done for Joe Biden. Moving now on to the union representing custodians working who were trapped inside that Columbia administration building by an angry mob of anti-Israel, anti-American, anti-Semitic protesters. That union preparing to sue Columbia University over that violence. Transport Workers Union President John Samuelson joined Fox and Friends this morning, slamming the university for its treatment of hard-working blue-collar men.
Imagine two kind of smarmy, sort of entitled, spoiled, bratty occupiers of the building come in and tell these blue-collar men and women, you're not going anywhere. You're staying here because this cause is bigger than you. When they had to get home to their families, it's outrageous. It's an affront to workers everywhere. Columbia should have never put the custodians or the security officer in that position, and that's at the heart of the matter. Columbia showed an epic disregard and epically failed to protect the workforce. I think it's part and parcel with the overall Ivy League snark that Columbia demonstrates over and over toward the blue-collar workforce.
That sums up Joe Biden's economy. It is inflict hurt and pain on the many, those who go to work every day trying to put food on the table for their families, to enrich and bail out the few, the rich, entitled pricks.
You know, Negan, I can't really improve on what that union member was saying. I mean, he said it better than I can, really. I mean, it was just beautiful what he was saying. And just to emphasize that these elitist Ivy League kids who've never worked a day in their life, who are getting free college tuition, and then if they don't pay their loans back, the government's going to forgive their loan. They have contempt for working class Americans. And you know why that's important? Dagan and Sean, because blue-collar America, those are the backbone of the Trump voters. They are on to the scam that's going on in this country, which is that the elite, overeducated, thumb their noses at people who make our economy work. It's that simple.
It is that simple. Steve Moore, always great to see you. Thanks for being with us.
All right. You know, one of the things, too, that a number, they did some research and did some polling. A number of those people that refused to pay back their loans, their college loans, were making over $250,000 a year, and they refuse to pay back. No, they want people who, with their tax dollars, people that were not even able to go to college or get an education. No, again, this is communism. You know, this is pure tyranny, what is taking
place. It's an entitlement system for the elite, which run all of the communist systems, right? It's run by a small, like 1% elite over all the people, and that's what these people think they are, the deserving ones that are worthy of it.
How many of these protesters, the anti-Semites, are getting their loans forgiven?
Many of them, and that's what, and what Biden is doing, it's illegal. The Supreme Court ruled on that. Biden says, you know what, I'm in the White House, so I'm going to do it. And remember what Karl Marx said. Karl Marx said about doing things that are illegal, and he said those toilers that are willing to go to jail, they're willing to go out to burn, loot, murder, they should go up through the ranks of the collective very quickly. Those that are willing to go out and burn down buildings and be radical. This is exactly what the Biden regime, and Joe Biden is behind this. They actually have people out there that are training these terrorists to be terrorists in the Democratic Party. Okay.
With this election ties in, we've got now everybody's talking about Biden bucks, you know, tying into Biden's order, which directs federal agencies like the Department of Agriculture, Education, to get involved in election. And we know it's violating the Anti-Deficiency Act. It's a law that Congress passed that prohibits officials from not spending money as appropriate, prohibits federal employees from obligating tax dollars not authorized by Congress, and prohibits them from not spending money, and prohibits agencies from accepting, voluntary service from other individuals. So, they're just
lawlessness.
They're breaking one law after another, totally lawless, ignoring the Constitution. But what was Steve Moore was talking about? I got two things I want to throw at you.
Real quickly, I got to give the numbers because the phones are not ringing.
Not ringing.
The phones have
real
to ring. Folks,
Warren Buffett said because of what the government's doing, that they're going to have to increase taxes rather than reduce spending because they won't reduce it because of the election. So he said as they increase the spending, increases inflation, and causes you more pain. And I'm looking at an article from MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. They came up with a living wage calculator, and it was updated the end of February this year. If you live in Ohio, the income needed to live comfortably, to live comfortably, is $209,000 in Ohio. If you're in Missouri, it's $202,000. California, $200,000 and just under $80,000. The cheapest place you can be is, Louisiana at $178,000 to live comfortably. And yet the average incomes to a lot of families are in that $50,000 to $70,000 range in America, almost about a fourth of what it actually costs to live comfortably. Thank you, Joe Biden.
Yeah,
and
Joe, it's an interesting thing because my wife and I was talking today as we were going through. We were driving down through an area where very, very wealthy people lived, and you know what? All of those people. When back around the time of the election, they all had Biden signs out.
Yep.
These are all the multimillionaires and billionaires. Remember now, the Democratic Party is for the working man. Yeah, unbelievable. But don't worry, Joe, because NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, they're telling you the economy is great. They're telling you you're doing much better now than you did when President Trump was in office, even though now they're telling you that it's just your imagination that you're spending 30% more for everything. That's just your imagination.
Oh,
it's not real.
Your insurance, it's more than that. It's 40, 50%. Certain things like rent, 30%, many things are much higher. It's like Bill Clinton. Who are you going to believe, me or your budget?
Your lying eyes, Jim. All right, folks,
888-677-9673-888-281-1110.
Do it again. The lines have been silent. They're not ringing.
888-677-9673-888-281-1110.
We definitely got to hear from you. This is not good. Many of you out there listening to us, we got to hear from you, or you won't be listening to us. You'll be like those stations we had to go off of. So we got to hear from you. Folks, we don't make any money. We do this. We volunteer our time, and we work very, very hard. We're here to be the watchman on the wall. We're here to warn you, and that's what we do, about what is taking place and what you need to know. We're here to tell you what the mainstream media, if you will, hopes you never find out. And folks, we don't compromise. We're not bought and paid for like the mainstream media. But airtime is very expensive.
Yep.
So we have to hear from you. 888.
Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pledge $200 from Harriet and I, but I want at least, you pick two or three matches before I'll do it.
Okay, we got to have two or three matches before Joe pledges his 200 because he's a tightwad. Okay.
888-677-9673-888-281-1110.
All right, well, we're waiting for those matches to come in. Go ahead, Eric. You got an article there.
This is from the Gateway Pundit. Biden regime steps up persecution of J6 protesters ahead of Trump's return. Over 1,400 arrested and counting, and 5 suicides so far. People better wake up to this. The Biden regime is stepping up its relentless campaign of persecution against those who attended the January 6th protests, arresting people at double the rate they have over the past 3 years. The Epoch Times reported that according to the Department of Justice's monthly update, 1,424 people have been arrested in connection with their attendance on that day. Nearly 1,425 people have been arrested on January 6th charges, with 2024 arrests running at almost double the rate from 2023 and 2022. A U.S. Department of Justice report shows through close of business on May 3rd, the FBI has arrested 1,424 suspects in the 40 months since the breach and violence at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. The DOJ reported in its monthly update, That includes 159 people who were arrested during the first 4 months of 2024, nearly double the 83 arrested during the same period in 2023 and 85 arrested in the same period in 2022. The FBI has made 391 January 6 arrests since May 2023 and 614 arrests since May 2022. According to the DOJ data, such an acceleration of arrests are clear sign Biden's regime's determination to arrest and convict as many people as possible before the end of the year, knowing that if Donald Trump returns to the White House, those investigations will be halted and pardons will be issued to some or all those involved. And President Trump said, "My first act as your next president will be to close the border, drill, baby, drill, and free January 6 hostages being wrongfully imprisoned." The key term there, wrongfully imprisoned, he wrote on Truth Social last month.
Intimidation, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, think about this. Just being there, many of them were not involved in violence.
When the legitimate president of this United States gets back, he is going to... The Christian patriots, those were patriots, those are political prisoners. They're held by the Communist Party. And when the legitimate president of this United States gets back in office, I'm hoping every single one of those people, like Merrick Garland, Chris Wray, and all of those that were involved with that so-called select committee, Benny Thompson especially, they end up in that same dirty, filthy D.C. jail, where the Christian patriots are being held, folks. And you, and believe me, your congressman and senator needs
was
to know that.
Sweet Nasty Nancy, was she part of that?
Yes,
J6
she was.
Committee?
Oh, she was a major part of that. She was the one that kept President Trump from bringing in the National Guard. President Trump was trying to bring in, he wanted to bring in troops, but she wanted to make sure that he didn't, wasn't able to do that. They are the ones that are totally responsible. That was a setup. That was a coup. These people are
corrupt.
It
really was a Fed surrection.
It was a Fed surrection. Absolutely, it was.
The corrupt deep state. There was two. Do we know more about these so-called backpack? There's a backpack guy and a backpack person where they staged a pipe bomb that was set for it, the maximum capacity of the type of timer. Was only 1 hour, but it was 17 something hours after it was so-called set. And the Capitol Police that heard about this so-called pipe bomb, instead of addressing it immediately, went and had finished their lunch in their car.
Yeah, well, that whole thing. See, they had the Dirty 30 was involved there. The Dirty 30, a rogue FBI agent sent out there to instigate and get a riot going, do whatever they can. And that's what they did. These are the same Dirty 30 that raided Mar-a-Lago and the same ones that went into Michigan when you had that fake show about governor being kidnapped. They set that whole thing up. The entire thing was a setup. And again,
just like shutting down the election count on 2020 and then also taking weeks and some, was it months? In 2022,
what's that?
The count for calling the House of Representatives in 2022, that took weeks, if not months, in some cases,
yeah,
for them to certify.
Alrighty, folks, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Got to hear from you. We really got to hear from you.
Joe's challenged two people, $200.
Yep, Joe challenged all we, you know, $200 we haven't gotten normally before. And I know that the economy is not as good as it was. But no. Folks, I'm going to tell you, this radio program is needed more than it's ever been needed right now. It's needed more. Right now, there's things that you need to know. We happen to know that, and I've been telling you, who else has been telling you right from the beginning, going all the way back to 2019 about Obama Biden, okay? And who's been telling you about bringing in 50,000 national Chinese troops? We were the ones that told you. Who was it 3 weeks before the very first COVID shot was given? Who was it that let you know that not to take the shot, that every test animal that was tested died, and that it was not a vaccine. It was a bioweapon. We told you that. And everybody, remember, they were saying, where do you guys get this stuff, right? Well, we were right, weren't we?
Yeah.
Now we're telling you there's something else right now.
I've got one of those right now to go.
There's a lot of the UN. Their UN troops are being a part of that. These immigrants that are coming in, these illegals, a number of them are United Nations troops in plain clothes. They're here. They're coming in. They're coming here to prepare. Joe Biden is the enemy of America. Joe Biden has committed high treason, and all of those that are with him, okay? He's been bought and paid for by the Communist Party. And, folks, we try to warn you.
It's his administration. Remember, he can hardly function.
So yeah.
It's a lot of people. But look at his administration. Mayorkas, he should be impeached.
Well, you know, Obama is pulling his strings. Obama virtually even let you know that
Garland should be impeached.
All right, folks. So we, you know, again, we need to hear from you. We don't need to go off any more stations. We really need to go on more stations, the ones that we were on before.
Pastor, how much does it cost per month?
You know, I can't tell you how much it costs per month.
It's a lot.
A whole lot, because all the different stations have different prices, and but it's very, very expensive, very expensive. And again, like I say, we don't take any money. We work very, very hard, and we don't take a salary. We actually put our own time and our own money into this, because the cause is a righteous cause. But doggone it, we need some help from you out there.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a true partnership. We really depend on you doing your half. Like one of the stories that you probably haven't heard, Carrie Lake dropped a big bombshell. The Dems are already stealing votes there. Yep. They're working through what they call the SAVE Act. They would be working through the Hard to Get SAVE Act. It's supposed to prevent. But what they're doing is they are getting the illegals to come in, and they're getting them when they get their paperwork to fill out so they can their voter rolls. Okay, now they can't vote, but they're telling them when they go across to show up to polling places. Now, there's a line there that they can't vote, but there's this line and somebody will vote for that person. And so that's why when they go to get their Medicare, Medicaid, they are told to register to vote. Some of them, when they get a ID card for a driver's license, register to vote. They still have the motor voter. So then somebody in the Democrat Party will vote under that name, under that person's name on the rolls. And she said they have been doing this in Arizona. This is nothing new. And she's bringing it public. In fact, she mentioned that Joe Biden, you know, back under Donald Trump, ranchers, local ranchers saw maybe 8 to 9 gotaways a year when Trump was in office. The same ranchers are now saying they are seeing 8 to 9 gotaways every day on their land. So you folks out in Arizona, you've got some very corrupt people in office. They're pulling the same tricks that they've done before. And, you know, if you don't catch somebody, give them a penalty. They think they got away with it once, twice. Gee, they'll get away with it the next time. And these people get away with it because the voters, the citizens, do not demand clean government, don't demand honesty, aren't willing to go out and speak up, stand up, and run to the battle. And if we sit back and just watch, we're going to go under, folks.
Bob in New Jersey pledges 25.
Thank you, Bob. We need a lot more people to step up like Bob and help us tonight.
Well, I'll tell you what, things are so bad. Normally I would try to wait till later in the week before we do that, but put me down for $1,000, and I need a match.
888-677-9673, 888-281-1110.
All right, and there you go. I need a match. I've just pledged.
It's a real good way to make your donation. It's fairly painless and what I normally do, but while I'm on air, it's kind of hard to do it. I've got one. Remember how the United Nations has been pushing, that there's been, 35,000 people killed there by the Israelis in Gaza? How horrible. And all these women and children. Well, they backed off. The UN now has dramatically slashed the estimate number of women and children by 50%. They got some pressure, and the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs altered their data. And what they came up with on May 6th, they said there were 9,500 women killed, 14,500 children murdered. Well, 2 days later, on May 8th, they changed the data, and, it was under 5,000 women killed and under 8,000 children. Almost a 50% reduction, and they're saying, we were trusting the Ministry of Health in Gaza to give us the information. You see, the deaths are, there's probably more deaths than that, but they keep counting every time a Hamas soldier dies, it's a child or it's a woman. They build up the collateral damage to create this emotional distress. So here we have all these people, Israel's killing all these women and children, all this collateral damage. And I'll bet the figures are still way high from what they should be because Israel's very, very careful. And then on top of it, you have to understand the Hamas is one of those terror organizations. They put their rocket launching pads in front of a daycare.
I hear you. Carl in Cleveland pledges 500, 500, Carl in Cleveland.
Oh, okay.
888-281-1110. 888-677-9673. We still haven't had a match for your 200, Joe.
Well, that 500, I don't know. I'd rather see two $200 matches. I appreciate, his 500, but let's get some more people. We need help. The many hands lighten the load, folks. And if just, 3 or 4% of our listeners out there would donate, we would not have to do this again for the rest of the year.
Well, we need to get back on Seattle and Portland and spread the good news of the gospel and more, and also encourage people to fight the good fight and take our country back.
Yeah, we need to. We need to get back on a lot of those stations. But unless we do better than we're doing tonight, we won't be on these stations, folks. I can tell you, airtime's expensive, and we're doing the best we can. Again, you have to understand, we don't get paid for doing this. We're the watchman on the wall. And this radio program goes from coast to coast. It warns people. We have a huge email mailing list. By the way, if you don't get our newsletter, you really should, because it's free. It doesn't cost you anything. We send you out information because, a lot of times when you're trying to tell your friends, your neighbors about what's happening, they look at you like, where are you coming from? I didn't hear that. And I had a lady today, a very nice lady today, and she said, how do you know all of this stuff, Pastor? She had me a million questions. Where do you get all of this information? Because I never hear any of this stuff. And I said, you will if you listen to the radio program, right? And so anyhow.
We go all over. I look all over the European papers and Israeli papers. I mean, we put in time and energy into looking for the stories that are important on many different levels. And it just takes time and work is what it is. A lot of times, a lot of the news agencies don't work that hard anymore, folks.
No, they don't.
Worse yet,
they don't bother to report it. Well, one, they don't want you to know. And two, I think a lot of them are just busy talking, going after Donald Trump rather than actually working as a reporter and getting stories.
Right. And when they do these things to keep your attention, your focus off what's really happening, we come up and we tell you what's really happening and what they're trying to keep your attention and focus off of.
Yeah.
and it drives them nuts. And you remember how we used to have our battles over the years in the early days? Me and the mainstream media did not get along. We were butting heads all the time, and but they lost. You know, I would go after them. I would always give them better than I got from them. So they quit and they backed off. But folks, we have to hear from you if you're going to continue to hear for us. Like
Joe,
I said,
challenges you $200 and he'll match it if two people commit.
Right, and I'm looking for some matches for $1,000. I pledged $1,000. I'm looking for some matches. All I need is a couple matches for $1,000 tonight. It's going to be a tough week. We realize it's going to be a tough pledge week's always a very, very tough week. But we have to do this because the cause is a righteous cause. Because liberty, our freedom is at stake.
Yeah.
Our freedom, and we need your help out there. We're going to tell you what is happening because we know that the Communist Party, the Democrats, are they're gearing up for election fraud like you've never seen. Don't forget, remember the big red wave? Remember how we warned you? All the polls showed that there was going to be a big red wave in 2020. Trump was going to clean the, we told you, folks, get ready. The Communist Party out there is again, they're up to their eyeballs in election fraud. So what did they do? Right in front of your eyes on election night, they flipped it. Where President Trump was way out ahead, they flipped the numbers upside down right in front of you.
Yeah, all of a sudden Biden was ahead by whatever Trump was.
Yeah.
But you can count on they're working like Kerry Lake. They're working on election fraud. They're working hard on disinformation. The government is using government agencies to go get out the vote, but they're only going to push to get out the vote for Democrats. They are pushing for the mail-in ballots.
Illegals to vote, too.
Easiest. So, folks, this is a battle for the heart and soul of America. If Joe Biden wins this election, your children and grandchildren are going to suffer. If you think your budget's bad now, the economy's bad now, if this man wins, it's going to be impossible. It might be hard right now. You don't think you have a lot of extra money. You're going to have a lot less because he's going to keep spending. He wants to keep this green agenda going. Your electric bill is going to go higher and higher. Your food bill is going to go higher and higher. You know,
There will be no middle class.
No.
Okay.
Once you're gone.
Right. And they're, like I said, right now, as I said earlier, my wife and I were driving through an area with a lot of expensive homes, you know, very wealthy, and they were 90% Democrats, folks. And this is the way it is. All of these millionaire and billionaires, they're trying to eliminate the middle class altogether. And so we're up against it all the way around, but this is the time. Remember, he that is in us is greater than he that is in the world.
In the world. Amen, amen.
366 times in God's word, the Bible, the Lord says, fear not or be not afraid. And so, folks, we're here to lead the battle. We're here to lead the fight, but we need your help. We got to get your help. We can't do it without you. All right.
We need the believers.
We still need two or three matches for Joe's 200. And so, and I need some matches for my 1,000 and a couple matches for Carl in Cleveland, his 500.
Yes, that'd be wonderful. Because one of the things that's happening, I've got a whole list here. I'm going to just do bits and pieces during the week. The violence that's happening across America, the one story that grabbed my attention the most, I've got to do this one. 9-year-old girl was attacked at school for not being Muslim. Yes, you heard right. Police in Savage, Minnesota, investigating an attack on a little girl at school, and the official said, well, the kids said they beat her up because she wasn't Muslim. Alpha News reports Minnesota mother Shauna Larson demanding answers. The school would not report the incident to the police, so she did. This happened in Hidden Valley Elementary in Savage. Minnesota, which is between Burnsville and Shakopee. And this story is so sad. They even have part of it on tape. The mother heard this. You know, think about it. If this were a bunch of Christian kids that attacked a Muslim child, the news would be just screaming. But oh, I only found this on one news source, World News Daily, and they got it from a local paper there in Savage. And they started, it was because of her race, and they started pushing her around, hitting her and everything. Well, she tried to, this was all on camera, and she tried to run away and get away and got out of camera range. But some other kids saw it. They got her down, were punching, kicking her, hitting her. The next day, this child was black and blue and black eyes and bruises all over her body. And none of these kids have been kicked out of school yet, expelled, or put on probation. So far, nothing's happened. And they've got, like I said, about half of the thing on camera footage. And, you know, every child should be safe. A 9-year-old child should be safe in school, not beaten up because you're a Christian. Minnesota is in trouble. This nation is in trouble. This is indicative of what is the evil, the wickedness that's spreading across this land. And we are the ones
eight,
that have
eight,
put
eight,
stop to
six,
it.
881. No, 888. Go ahead.
281-1110. 888-677-9673.
888-281-1110. 888-677-9673. All righty. State declares public health emergency. Now, we talked about this last week, but another update there in California, Long Beach, because due to all of the illegal aliens that, Biden has brought in here, there's a huge tuberculosis outbreak. And
it's
so,
getting worse, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's getting worse. And so, you know, you can expect to see more of that around the country. This is what, of course, you won't hear. You won't hear much about that on the so-called mainstream media, will you?
No. There's a lot we're not hearing. One, Intelligence, Science, and Technology News is talking about deceitful new tactics being used by artificial intelligence. Meta's AI is a master of deception in a strategy game that's going on, and it said it poses serious risk ranging from short terms such as fraud and election tampering to long terms such as losing control of different systems. Big, long, very complicated technical story I'm looking at, but the end result is the danger is they figured out how to deceive you, how to make you believe something that's not true, touching your emotions, pulling your heartstrings, and cover up for some very wicked things.
All righty. Tony in Massachusetts pledges 200.
Thank you.
Okay, and Leonard in New Jersey pledges 200.
Joe,
so now
your challenge is met.
Put Joe up on the on the board for 200.
Yep, put me on the board.
All righty, 888-281-1110. You had an article there.
I do. This is another Gateway Pundit. The Federal Bureau of Prisons denies Representative Matt Gaetz' interview with political prisoner Dr. Peter Navarro. Says he's too notorious. Rep. Matt Gaetz revealed that the Federal Bureau of Prisons has denied his request to interview political prisoner Dr. Peter Navarro on the grounds that he is too notorious for such a meeting to take place. Navarro, a renowned economist who worked in the Trump administration and whose report exposed the widespread fraud that took place during the 2020 presidential election, was imprisoned for 4 months by the Biden regime for failing to comply with a subpoena during Liz Cheney's January 6th investigation. Posting on the X platform, Gaetz gave details of the denial, arguing that other political prisoners have been allowed to speak to the media. I was informed today by the director of the Federal Bureau of Prisons that my request to interview Peter Navarro would be denied, and her reason is that Peter Navarro is too notorious to be interviewed by a member of Congress. John Gotti was interviewed in prison. The QAnon shaman was interviewed in prison. Director Peters herself brought NBC News through prisons to showcase the work of corrections that's being done. This only vindicates the claim made by Peter Navarro that he is being held as a political prisoner. Speaking on the issue from the House floor, Gates added that Navarro was also being denied access to his lawyer. I think there is something else afoot here. Mr. Navarro, I'm being told, is not being allowed to access his attorney, and it is because it is shameful what is being done to Peter Navarro based on a sham January 6th committee and a sham indictment and a sham conviction that we ought to work to remediate immediately upon a President Trump's rightful and righteous return to office. Breaking...
Again, what are they doing? They're going after anybody that was working with Trump, supporting Trump, and they're trying to intimidate the rest of the nation. We've got to have courage at a time like this with our faith. We've got to stand up for what is right, what is patriotic, what is the American way, and we can't let this government take away our freedoms.
And one key ask.
Don't do it now. It'll be so hard to get it back, folks. You just can't believe how hard it's going to be if we go down this path and really lose it all.
One key ask that is applicable to saving life, liberty, and happiness is to call your federal representatives and ask for them to vote for making it illegal for illegals to vote in the federal election this year. There is legislation being drafted that could potentially become law, and that would help this other potential attack of the...
When I was just a little guy, a fella named Martin Niemöller, you probably heard of him.
Yep.
Here's what Martin Niemöller had to say. First they came for the communists, and I did not speak out because I was not a communist. Then they came for the socialist, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak out for me. Folks, that is as real today as ever, right here in America. Right here in America. All right, you had Bill of Boston Pledges 100 here for happy anniversary to Roy and Catherine, who donated an undisclosed amount. And then B&B in Ohio just pledged 400. Thank you.
Thank you both, one and all, yep.
All righty.
And so, one of the things I noticed today that the Trump trial, Jonathan Turley commented, he said, you know, it's not a crime to have the story go away. They're bringing up all this dirt on Trump. But he said, it's not a crime. These non-disclosure agreements happen all the time. They're totally legal, whether you like them or not. Many of these rich people pay off all kinds of people. It's cheaper to sometimes pay off people than to go to court, go after them.
Well, worse yet, Jack Smith doesn't even have the authority to prosecute.
That's right. He was not okayed by Congress. He was supposed to.
The whole trial is a sham. It's a dog and pony show. And the thing is, they still have not come up with a crime. Everybody that's testified so far, it's to embarrass Trump. It's to keep him tied up. It's to hurt his family, get him to quit, stop because, the publicity. But there's no crime, folks. It's just rogue justice.
Joe, there's a crime, and it's being committed by Jack Smith. It's being committed
Letitia James.
Letitia, what's her name?
James.
James is being...
Alvin Bragg.
Alvin Bragg.
And there's another.
Fanny. Yep.
Fanny.
Guess who all support them?
Yeah, that's where the crimes are being committed. The entire left, the corrupt courts, those are the whore courts. And that's what the Bible refers to as they've gone a-whoring, okay? And so... Yep. There's where the crimes are. They are the real criminals. I've said it 20 times or more that here, Merrick Garland would be very, very, very hard-pressed. Remember, he was the guy that was involved with that whole Oklahoma bombing thing. He was the corrupt judge in that case. Now, again, he would be very, very hard-pressed to find someone as corrupt as himself to prosecute. Okay, I mean, he is sold out. forget the oath he took, if he did. Again,
I don't even did he might be not did anyone in the Biden administration take the oath?
I kind of doubt they did, but anyhow, we have this thing called the Constitution. Remember, it's right underneath God's Word, the Bible. Anyhow, folks, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. I can tell you this. In 50 years on the radio, we've never compromised. We have never compromised. Now, we've made mistakes, but we'll be the first one to tell you when we do. But we have never backed down. And believe me, the opposition has put a lot of pressure trying to get us to. They've done so many different ways trying to take us off the air. In fact, Bloomberg and others actually bought out radio stations that we were on just to get people like us and others off the air. And so we need your help. We can't do it by ourselves. We're here. You know that we will never betray you, but we need your help. So here, L in Ohio pledges 20, and T in Ohio pledges 27, and Anon pledges 200. He's another match for you, Joe.
All right. We got the three. They're going to make sure I have to donate this month.
All righty, folks. So we only have a few minutes. We don't have much time left. Now, we will be here till midnight. The phone lines will be open till midnight, and then they get shut down. So we'll be there to take your calls up all the way up until midnight. But we're coming up to how much time do I have over there, Kenny?
You got about 7 minutes.
Okay, Joe, you've got 7 minutes to tell us how, tell the folks out there how they can get to heaven and avoid that burning lake of fire. So, meanwhile, 888-281-1110, 888-677-9673. Go for it, Joe.
Going to start with a hymn because it's how to get to heaven, and it's also something about what's going on today in our country. The hymn is Once to Every Man and Nation. Once to every man and nation comes the moment to decide in the strife of truth with falsehood for the good or evil side. Some great cause, some great decision, offering each the bloom or blight, and the choice goes by forever twixt the darkness and that light. Then decide the truth is noble when we share her wretched crust, ere her cause bring fame and profit, and 'tis prosperous to be just. Then it is the brave man chooses, while the coward stands aside, till the multitude make virtue of the faith they had denied. Though the cause of evil prosper, yet the truth alone is strong, though her portion be the scaffold, and upon the throng, and upon the throne be wrong. Yet that scaffold sways the future, and behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadow, keeping watch above his own. God is there. God is not dead. He is alive and well and watching you. He wants none out there to perish, none to perish, but all to have everlasting life. You see, the big decision every person has to make is how you live your life and whether or not you're going to spend eternity in heaven or hell. So it's kind of a joint decision that creates your decision of choosing heaven or hell, tells your worldview, how you see the world, how you'll treat your country, your neighbor, your family, and how you respond to your God. So have you asked yourself, are you sure you know where you're going? Are you sure you're going to heaven? We know that all have sinned, the Bible tells us, for there is not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Sin has a price, and we know that the Bible tells us that in Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. But God gives us all this wonderful, wonderful hope. He sent his only begotten Son, Jesus, into the world to pay the penalty for your sins. He paid it for mine. And we all know this, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's John 3:16. God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, even though we were sinners, Romans 5:8. Now, like I said in the beginning, God desires everyone to be saved. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come and repent. Now, repent was the first word that his son spoke in his ministry on this earth. Repent is almost a military term, about face, kind of an about face. Instead of going into the world and following the world, you turn and put your eyes upon the cross, and you head toward the Lord, and you head toward salvation, toward peace. Repentance means that you call upon God with a repentant heart, and you ask him to forgive you because your sins put his son on that cross. Jesus took your place, died a substitutionary death so that you could live, that you could be forgiven and have everlasting life. You see, there's nothing you can do. There's no act you can do, no amount of money you can donate, no amount of good works you can do, going to the right church, you know. The only thing that can save you is the blood of Christ. Only he can save you. This repentant heart changes within you. And if you do call upon God with that repentant heart, you will be forgiven. You have God's word on it. And then you can ask the Lord Jesus himself to be Lord of your life, that you're willing to give yourself completely, make him first in your life, do it without reservation, and that's what he's waiting for you to accept him and his offer and his lordship. He will then give you the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God. He said, I am in the Father in me, and I am in you, through the indwelling of that Spirit.
One minute, Joe.
A born-again believer. You become a child of the kingdom, a son or daughter, an adopted son or daughter of the living God. You become your own high priest. Your body becomes, in a sense, a living temple because you house the living God. And from that day on, you are that new creature. You will find joy, peace, happiness that you've never known, even in this crazy, crazy world, because now you're salvation is assured. You will find a peace and joy. Like I said, that I found it was just incredible. It was wonderful. It's never gone away. And the happiest people I know in this world are born-again believers. They laugh more. They have less fear. They have more joy. They love life. They're out there doing things.
All right, folks, we will be here till midnight tonight. So we're out of time for tonight. So we're coming up on that time where we say every night at this time, where we say to all of you, thanks for calling in tonight. Keep us in prayer too. We're going to be up for a real interesting year, but we never ever will surrender. It's not over till we win.
Right.
So always ready.
Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.